Talk, Words of Counsel and Encouragement. Council Grove, Kansas, August 26, 1909. Talk to the German brethren and sisters at the Council Grove, Kansas camp meeting, August 26, 1909. Elder Spires read the following scripture. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire, not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times and the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went into an upper room, where abode both Peter, and James, and John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Acts 1, verse 1 to 9, 12 to 14. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together, and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed, and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians, and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and in Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Acts 2, verse 1 to 12. I have a deep interest that all our people in all languages shall receive a large measure of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are living in the last days, and there is a large work to be done among the people of all languages. Therefore, every soul that believes the truth for this time, whatever his country or speech, should have an intelligent knowledge of the truths of the third angel's message, that he may be able to do an intelligent work for God. The Lord will open the understanding of all who will come into right relation to Him. If you will search the Scriptures and will walk humbly with God, you will find that there will come to you an understanding of the Word, and you will receive power to do a work for God. The Scriptures that our brother has read to you show that a mighty power is at work in our world, and that heaven will cooperate with those who will do the work of the Lord.
Our great need is to come into right relation to the truth, that we may be sanctified and prepared to work for those who are nigh and afar off. We each have responsibilities to bear. There are souls around us who need to be converted. We must not fold our hands and think we have nothing to do. The truth for this time is very precious, and the Lord wants all to come to a knowledge of its saving principles. He wants you to do your part to awaken others to the importance of the times in which we live. No doubt many of you are doing this work, but we need to grow more and more intelligent in regard to God's Word, more and more capable in presenting the points of the truth, so that they may take hold of mind and heart. Our time is short. Let us work with all our capabilities, seeking to make the truth for this time plain to those who do not understand it. The blessing of the Lord will rest upon every soul who will take hold of His work intelligently. Let us put away everything that would hinder us from having a close walk with God. Let it be seen that there is a living connection between us and heaven. The Lord has promised precious blessings to all who follow on to know the Lord. Let us cultivate the simplicity of little children. The precious Bible, the book of God, is our instructor. To all who will walk humbly with God, He will give His Holy Spirit and will minister to them through the agency of holy angels to make right impressions upon human minds. We read, "They understood every one in his own language." Verse 6. Angels of God opened these subjects before them in such a way that they could take hold of them. Angels will do the same for you. We need to be one in understanding. We need to humble ourselves before God as little children. Then we will readily learn the language we do not now understand. We are striving to obtain the white robes, the righteousness of Christ. It is important that we have an intelligent knowledge as to where to place our faith. It should be upon the sure foundation, the Word of God. A wonderful work will be done for us if we will rightly relate ourselves to the work. Heavenly agencies will impress our hearts. We may not understand everything that is said, but nevertheless, impressions will be made. The truth of God is going to all nations and languages and peoples. You can labor for those who need the truth, and in such a humble way that souls will be converted by its teachings. I had our brother read these words to you, that you might see that heaven and God's workers on earth are working harmoniously together. It is the one God, the one faith, the one baptism. Let us draw in even cords. Let us keep our hearts humble and draw close to the great teacher. If we have the truth in the heart, we shall feel that it is a positive necessity that we seek to enlighten others. If we will do as the disciples did on the day of Pentecost, pray and believe and come into harmony with one another and with the Word, the Lord will work with us, opening the understanding and the hearts of those whom we seek to reach, and bringing them to the knowledge of the truth. And this work will be acknowledged in the courts of heaven. We have a heaven to win, a hell to shun. Let us do all in our power to help others. Let us not shut up ourselves to ourselves, but let us labor and sacrifice that others may know the preciousness of a living Savior. We are God's little children. Let us learn of Him as little children, that He may work in us and through us. Through our instrumentality, the grace of God may come into many hearts.
Have courage in God. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Put on the robe of His righteousness and let the light of heaven come into mind and heart. The Lord says, go forward. If we will do this, we will secure souls for His kingdom and bring rich blessings to our own souls. Do not become discouraged. Be faithful in your attendance at the meetings, though you may not understand all that is said. Then the light of heaven, shining into your minds and hearts, will bless you and make you a blessing. The Lord bless each one of you. I am glad to see you.